possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch us on YouTube with viewing for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, that man's happy this morning. Man is happy this morning.
Oh, yeah.
He's not quibbling at all, Leroy.
Nope.
And what is to quibble about? These fish, baby. Smitten with the fish, Leroy.
They're back to 500. And that in itself is one hell of an accomplishment. Being that at one point, they were, what, 15, 16 games under 500?
Hasn't been done since 2014. Being a 16 under 500 and getting back to 500 by the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah. There you go.
Very what a weekend. I mean, this, first of all, Friday might have been the greatest game you've ever seen in your life. I don't mince words when I say that. It was incredible. They won 13-12.
Home run derby.
Kind of. I mean, like, it was one of those games where, you know, Stan gets going with a real piss whistle and they're down 6-0 before the blink of an eye. You're like, I don't know how this weekend's going to go. And just like it's been all year for them, walk off after walk off, they just kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And eventually, you have the ninth inning. They got down 6-0. I think they got down 9-4. They get a grand slam by Kyle Stowers to bring him right back in.
Of course they did.
Yeah, I mean, like, the guy's been friggin' incredible this year. Really, really unbelievable. So he gets it to 9-8. Then Javier Sanoja hits his second home run of the game. And you're just like, back-to-back jacks to get him in. And then they get down again, 12-10. And you're like, whew, this may be too much. But not for these fish. Not for these fish. Because old Dum Dum there in right field forgot to put his glove down. Bad News Bears style. The fish are rounding the bases. Evens it up at 12-12. And then Augustine Ramirez hits a ball about 2 feet. And Xavier Edwards scores from third. It was incredible.
for the craziest thing about that game, for as hard as people were hitting the ball in that game, the game winner was the opposite.
Little squibbler.
What's the opposite of a piss whistle?
It was like
he dropped the deuce.
Yeah, it was like the dribble you have when you have a tough time going in the morning, Leroy. That's what it was. Like, it was not a steady stream at all there from Augustin Ramirez. But the next day, this is what made it even sweeter. The next day, Ramirez, what a day. You know, Yuri Perez goes out there, gives you 6 shutout innings. But Ramirez gives you not one, but 2 ding-dongs, 2 huge tater tots, solo shots to give the Fish the lead. And then on top of that, you have all of New York being upset at Jazz Chisholm because he got doubled off of first base, which I didn't even know was possible.
He
had a pop-up to second base, and he was like, he thought what was going to happen was
he was going to drop it.
That Edwards was going to drop it. So he was too far off. But the problem was Edwards caught it and zinged him off first base. And so he had to do the walk of shame, Jazz Chisholm, down the tunnel with like Aaron Boone being like, what were you thinking there? And then you had to have Aaron Boone reprimand his first base coach. Whew. So we basically got to see old Petey prospects, old Big Balls Bendix, going down there, and he's like, you see this trade? You see that? I traded for that guy. For that guy. The guy who embarrassed himself? For the guy who gave you 2 home runs? That was me. That was me.
You know what? Sometimes when you're so good, you overlook the minor details of the sport. And I think that's what happens to the Yankees. Like, they're so good, and they're so powerful on offensive end that, like, they have some of the dumbest mistakes, man.
Well,
holy smokes.
It was really impressive. And the Marlins had a great series defensively, especially from Graham Pauly. I mean, he had some incredible plays at third base for them this weekend. And then yesterday, let me tell you something, dude. I could tell you a lot of things. Brittany, I could tell you a lot of things about the Marlins. You weren't losing on Jack McKeon Day. That wasn't happening. You weren't losing on Jack McKeon Day. No. This man gets up there at 94 years old and gives you the goosies with his speech. 94, still spitting. And he was, I'm like, they're not losing today. It's just not happening. It's not happening. And you had Edward Cabrera, who did not get traded, by the way. This was the most exciting thing coming back from my vacation. The only guy who got traded was Jesus Sanchez, and they basically replaced him with a guy who's better because Jacob Marcy comes up from the minors, and he's, like, incredible. This guy's the greatest hitter I've ever seen in my life. He has the plate discipline of Barry Bonds. I'm like, what is this guy? This guy just walks 1,000 times and just gets doubles and triples? This is what he does? I got to tell you, we got the old sneaky intangibles.
Yeah.
Oh, he can fly.
He can fly.
So, and they keep doing the thing. We're going to talk to Kelly Sacco from FanDuel Sports Florida. We'll talk to her a little bit about this, but they keep going to Jacob Marcy's family, and his mother is so adorable because she is so nervous every at bat, and this kid's killing it. It's not like he came up and got the hat trick.
Right.
This kid just done nothing but rake since he's come up. He either gets walks or doubles. That's all he's been doing his first series here. And every time they go to her, she's so nervous.
That's what moms do.
It was adorable. And then you just had, you know, Jack McKeon spitting in the booth with Tommy Hutton. And Tommy Hutton had himself a weekend, dude. Because T-Hut, let me tell you something. He loves razzing New York. Oh, does he love... He loves getting after the Mets fans. And he loves getting after the Yankees fans. Because they go after the Marlins come back and they tie it at 12. They go to this one sad Yankees fan in the stands, Leroy, who's like... He's just so, and Tommy Hutton he's tickled. Like I couldn't go to his bare feet and tickle his feet and get a better reaction than this.
Put it this way. It almost seems like you enjoyed it so much because it's kind of what you would have done.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes Tommy, that is what makes Tommy Hutton the GOAT. Do you have Tommy Hutton, Brittany? This was incredible. I mean, Tommy Hutton, this was on FanDuel Sports Florida this past weekend. Tommy Hutton just razzing New York fans.
Give me a couple of more looks like that. Come on, give them to me. Thanks for coming, though.
Why is he so angry?
No, that's just that's because it's just quintessential Tommy Hutton. He's just like, he's in the moment. That's why he's the GOAT. That's what it's one of those things. Like, he's just one of those guys. Like, he's gonna support his fish and he's gonna razz the fan base. Because look, the building was rocking this week. They had over 100,000 people, sold out every game. It was Goosey's galore, but it was
Yankees fans?
I'm sure it was a ton of Yankees fans, but I will tell you, when the Marlins did good things, that building was rocking.
Right.
So I do think there's an element that's like, hey, people want to see the show. There's plenty of, I'm sure, families that are divided of like New Yorkers who come down here and they decide New York is still the best, even though I don't like to live there. And then there are people who, you know, actually root for their team in their town. And it was a rocking atmosphere. But yes, it was very hilarious when by the end of the eighth inning yesterday, it was rats off a ship and they all had hightailed it out of there. Right. It was delightful. And I got to tell you, Leroy, they don't trade Sandy, who's pitching tonight. They don't trade Edward Cabrera. Yuri Perez is looking like a baller. Cal Quantrill and Jansen Junk. And I mean, this bullpen. We got a dude who slaps himself in the face when he comes out of the bench. This is something straight out of Major League. And Tyler Phillips, he's like, I'm just like, oh my God, this guy is crazy.
Aren't relievers or closers? They have a little bit of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, some of them are squirrely.
Yeah.
Some of them are real. They have accessories. They're squirrely. But it was, I mean, they had a great weekend too. I mean, between him, Ronnie Enriquez striking out Stanton yesterday. And then we had, you know, yesterday we brought in Lake Bacher, who's my favorite because his name is Lake and he looks like Duck Dynasty. And he comes out there and he basically mows him down in the ninth inning. I was just, that was like, it was a delight.
One of the things about listening to your recap is you're the only person that could take a team that just got to 500 and use Duck Dynasty in the explanation of, in the recap of the game.
Yes, but I'm not wrong.
So he's got the bit long beard.
Long beard, mustache, crazy eyes, Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you.
So
anyway,
he's probably a hunter.
I would imagine so. I don't know.
Zach Sealer, him and Zach Sealer hanging out.
Oh, rich Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zach Sealer. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. We'll take a break. We'll talk about that Zach Sealer deal. Kelly Sager going to join us later on this hour. Talk about them fish. Back after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Monday. Good to be back with everybody. We're going to talk some Marlins coming up later on this hour with FanDuel Sports Florida's Kelly Sacco, Marlins reporter. You guys can catch her, Kyle Seeloff, Tommy Hutton tonight. You got Marlins and Astros as the Marlins will look to get over 500 tonight with the Sandman on the hill.
Another tough series, too.
Yep, another tough series, although they did just get swept by the Red Sox.
You know what's amazing? We've said this now for the last 3 weeks. The Brewers, they played the Astros. When they go out to the Padres.
Yep, Yankees.
The Yankees, and now the Astros. If you chalk up what their record has been against these teams that Milwaukee has the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Padres are. You know what the Yankees are. And who else? And who they have one more series in there. And now they have the Astros. Like, they're competing with anybody in baseball. And yeah, I'm not talking about because the other team is playing bad. No, nope. They're playing better.
They are. They're playing tremendous. They're playing tremendous. And they've been racking up series wins, six straight series wins, which is a franchise record. They're playing. This is the best record that they've had over, I think, a 44 game span since 2003. It's not crazy to look at where they're at and how they're playing and think that a playoff run is there. I know it looks daunting to see, you know, all the teams above them in the wild card, but it's not even crazy to talk about the division. It's only seven games, and so, they're going to get a lot of games against those teams.
So if they go 32-33 and 17 or 18, that's going to get them close.
So that would put them at 87 wins.
I want to say 90 is the number, right, to maybe get a wild card. But, yeah, man, if they can – they get over 85 wins, 87, you know, anywhere between 85 and 90 wins. Like, I got nothing, but I'm going to be overjoyed because of where they started, how they finished, and more importantly, like, it almost seems like the team has recognized the talent on this team and they want to see it through.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
I wonder if that's because it's cheap.
I mean, it doesn't hurt that it's cheap. Right. It doesn't hurt.
You know,
It definitely doesn't hurt that it's cheap. But these guys are like cheap, except for Sandy.
Right.
But I love the fact, like, when we got the news that Sandy wasn't going anywhere. Which, by the way, you were very sassy on the text. I was not happy about that. That was not nice of you.
Let's get a third party here, Brittany. Here's what I said. I said the Marlins probably had what they wanted for return. Like, what they wanted to get if they decide to trade Sandy. Teams were probably making offers based on how he pitched all year, and just because he turned it around the last two games, meaning that we're not paying top dollar or giving you top prospects for Sandy. And the Marlins like, no, thank you. And he goes, and then they come out right at like 5:30 and say, we're not trading Sandy. I'm like, well, duh. Like, you're not trading because you didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah, but you still had a half hour left.
Yep. Stop.
You don't know what that's the trade deadline is not 5:30, it's 6.
Come on. Come on.
You act like you're Buster Olney all of a sudden.
Wait. I'm happy that they kept Sandy.
I am too. Right?
We were talking about this before. Sandy's been struggling, so at least he'll be with the Marlins. Because we really love Sandy.
Though he has been good his last two starts.
But he's been good his last two starts. But I like what the Marlins did. Because in the past, we've traded top players and gotten garbage back. Really garbage, just to get rid of them. And they stayed true to what they thought was a fair trade. And if they didn't get it, fine. But then they'll make this announcement. Because you could have made this announcement a week ago. If you weren't listening, you could have said it a week ago.
Well, the buzz was they were listening. They were listening.
So there's nothing wrong with what I said.
You were sitting here like you're Ken Rosenthal, be like, knew it the whole time. You didn't know.
They weren't going to get what they wanted for Sandy. Because any team that would try to trade for Sandy is not going to give top prospects based on this season.
All right, whatever
that's
you
fair
say.
Assessment.
Whatever you say, Eater Gammons.
I'm not. I'm just saying. That's a real take, a common sense take. Stop trying to make it sound like I'm out there on a limb. I'm not.
We'll take a break. We'll talk Marlins coming up. Kelly Sago is going to join us. And lots to get to, obviously, from a busy weekend. I got to tell Leroy why I... Well, anytime something happens with me in the ocean, I immediately think about Leroy mocking me. So I can't deal with that either. But lots to get to here on the show. But Kelly Zaga will talk some fish with her coming up next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Been starting this hour talking about what an incredible weekend it was down at Lone Depot Park. And we're going to get more in depth with it now. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And you can visit them at toyotaofhollywood.com. And there from FanDuel Sports Florida, Miami Marlins reporter Kelly Sacco joining us there on the program. Kelly, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Excited to talk about the Marlins.
Yeah.
They're on fire right now. This was Kelly, that was an incredible weekend. Just all of it, just I guess just big picture. Like what did these three games feel like? Because the atmosphere was incredible. The guys were, just up for the challenge. They've been playing incredible right now. What stood out to you from this weekend?
I think a little bit of everything, really. The way that this young team handled that environment was just bar none. They saw that and they saw that as an opportunity to be like, okay, hey, we've got this audience. Let's show everybody what we've already known all season. We are a real baseball team. We are a good baseball team. And now we're going to prove it in front of everyone. That's exactly what they did.
When you, one of the things that I've been loving on the post game interviews, they're all kind of doing it together. They kind of got like an OKC Thunder vibe going on to them right now. Like they all seem like they're in on it together. How much have you seen that grow over these like last 6 weeks where they've been getting, just playing great baseball, the cohesiveness they seem to have as a team?
Yeah, that really is the biggest thing about this team this season. It's not just one guy that they rely on. It's everybody. Everyone has gotten in on the action. And I think it really speaks to the fact that this team, they're so young. All these guys are going through a lot of new things all at the same time. And they've all really united. They're going through it together. And they really do love each other. It's got such a great chemistry in there in that clubhouse. And you can see it on the field. And when one guy has a bad day, Jansen Junk, he has been phenomenal for the Marlins in the starting rotation. Was originally supposed to be a guy out of the bullpen. Came out on that Friday night game, struggled. Gave up the 6 runs against the Yankees. But his hitters picked him up in that situation. This is a guy whose pitching had been phenomenal and he had picked up the hitters in the first time. So it's like when one guy has a bad game, there's always going to be somebody new to pick them up. So again, it's not just the same guy that we're interviewing, we're talking to every single day. It's really up and down that lineup. Off the bench, a guy like Javi Sanoha, he's 150 pounds soaking wet, guys. He hit 2 home runs, one right down the right field line, another one right down the left field line in that big win on Friday. I mean, it's somebody different every single day, and it's really been so much fun. Again, this is a group that really loves each other. They support each other, and that's a really big reason why they're having so much success because, you know, they're really behind each other day in and day out.
Kelly, do you kind of have the feeling that this is going to be like a not a short-term thing? Because we've seen the Marlins over the years, as soon as a young prospect or a young player starts to find his way and gets really good, then we trade them for new prospects, and the prospects never pan out, you know, very rarely. Does this look like a team or organization that says, you know what, we got some young players, they're all starting to grow together, let's see where this goes?
What you're looking at are the prospects that we got from all the trades that they made last year.
Right.
And that's speaking towards it. This is Peter and his team deserve so much credit.
Yes, absolutely.
I understand. Listen, everyone understands the fans' frustration. I was born and raised here in South Florida, in Miami. So we get it. We understand that, okay, you're trading everyone over. Is this actually going to work this time? Everyone understands the frustration, but Peter and his team really hit. I mean, look what they got. Trevor Rogers, love him to death, having a good season. He's starting to turn things around with Baltimore. But we got Kyle Stowers. We got Connor Norby. And we got another guy in that trade. And look at what a big piece. Connor Norby on the IL right now, out for the rest of the season. But Kyle Stowers has meant so much to this team, not just in what he's doing offensively, but also he's become such a leader in the turnaround. And these guys see things in these players that you don't necessarily see from the results. They like to look at things like chase rate, walk rate. A guy like Marcy, who came over in the Luis Arraez trade. This guy's been on base in his first 3 big league games 8 times. He's got 3 doubles and a triple. He's walked 5 times. I mean, it's incredible. Those are the things that they say, okay, we see the quality in these guys, and we're going to develop those because we believe that these qualities will add up to successful big league players, and we're starting to see it. Peter deserves a lot of credit. This coaching staff deserves a lot of credit. And of course, the players deserve a lot of credit because they're in there putting in the work. But again, you asked, is this going to be a long-term thing? Look at their minor leagues. we've got one of the best pitching staffs right now in Major League Baseball. That's really what they've been riding on over this last couple of months. Mm-hmm. We have even more pitching in the minor leagues. There's more guys coming up who are doing things that have never been done across Major League Baseball in the minor leagues. You got Thomas White, you got Robbie Snelling, guys who are waiting still for their opportunity, who are dominating at the minor league level. That's something this organization did not have in the past. They would have some pieces at the major league level, but they had nothing coming up behind them. So that's what Peter and his team has really done. They've stocked up that minor league level. So this could be a long-term thing and not just a short-term thing.
What was the vibes like coming into Friday? Because we get the news that Sandy's not getting dealt, Edward Cabrera's not getting dealt. And so there is kind of a level of confidence that comes there from the front office too, that they're going to kind of roll the dice on this. So did you feel like, you know, that meant something to the team that they kept? I know, you know, Jesus Sanchez got dealt, but, you know, keeping Sandy, who's such a leader for this team, and Edward is having such a great season, what do you feel like that did for them?
When you asked me that, I literally got chills, because knowing how excited this group was to stay together, like I mentioned, they love each other. Sandy wants to be here. Edward Cabrera wants to be here. There are guys in the past didn't want to be here. These guys want to be in Miami. They believe in what they have going on here. When Sandy came into the clubhouse, he went straight into the offices, hugged all the coaches, hugged everyone. I have not seen such a happy Sandy Alcantara all season. He was so thrilled. And he has gone through so much, guys.
Yeah.
He's coming off Tommy John surgery. This is someone who has worked harder at taking care of his body and at his craft more than anyone I've ever seen. So coming back the way he did and the struggles he did was really not anticipated. So coming through that and then knowing in the back of his head all these trade rumors, he told me that the entire day he just had he was just on his phone looking at his rumors. His name keeps popping up. He said once that all ended, he could take a deep breath. He's going to start today. He's coming off of two really good starts. I really do believe that. Now that that's in the past for him, it's really going to unlock something for him moving forward. So again, he was so happy. We've got video of Edward Cabrera hugging all the coaches too on the mound after his session, his bullpen session that they had, his live session on the field. These guys are happy to be here. They want to be here. They believe in what they have together and they want to see it through.
Can we stop saying same old Marlins? Because it does seem to be like they not only have a short-term plan, but it seems like they have a long-term plan. And even though they considered to be a cheap franchise and not spending a lot of money, you can't be disappointed by the product. You can't cannot watch the Marlins and be excited and enthusiastic and know that your team has a chance to win every night.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Look what this team did against the New York Yankees.
Never done it.
They have the best. So this is a wonderful stat that I got from our radio guy, Jack McMullen. There's only one team in Major League Baseball who has a winning record at both the regular season and the postseason against the New York Yankees. That team's the Miami Marlins.
It was great. And you weren't losing on Jack McKeon Day either. I mean,
how perfect. And that's another thing that's just like so poetic, right?
Oh, Jack it was McKeon, so good. It was so, listening to him and Tommy Hutton just chop it up in the booth yesterday. It was so great. I mean, it was just like, it was almost like the game wasn't even going on, that he was just like reminiscing. I can't believe at 94 years old how sharp he is and like how much stuff he can still pick up. It was crazy.
I love it. I talked to so many guys leading up to it. I talked to Juan Pierre. I talked to Dontrell Willis just about the leader that Jack McKeon was. And they were just gushing about him. I told the story on air last night, but Dontrell Willis, he was obviously a pivotal part of that 2003 World Series Championship team, Rookie of the Year, an all-star, finished the regular season with like a 3.3 ERA. Postseason, though, if the fans might not remember, really struggled. His first four outings gave up 12 earned runs. He was really down in his luck going into that Yankees World Series. Jack McKeon came to where he was sitting on the plane and said, "Hey, listen, we don't win this thing without you. We don't win this without you." And Dontrell told me that gave him all the confidence in the world that he can go forward and not be worried that he's going to mess everything up for everyone. And he went on to pitch 3 2/3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen against that Yankees team, that 2003 World Series championship team. Juan Pierre told me that Jack McKeon was so much older than this young team. They used to call him Grandpa, but he had such a way of leading with a stern hand, but loving you just as much, holding them accountable. the also putting an arm around them and saying, hey, I got you and I believe in you. And it was just really, really great honoring him. It was great seeing them complete the sweep. First time in Marlins history, a 3-game sweep of the New York Yankees. And how fittingly so. Those 2003 Marlins were 16 games under 500 when they came back and they won that World Series. This Marlins team, 16 games under 500. They're now back at 500 for the first time since April 15th. So it's incredible, like the parallels between those two teams.
There's no team really running away with it like in years past. I mean, you look at, I think the best record in baseball was the Brewers. They were like, what, 66-44. That's only 11 games. And so although we're sitting here looking like, you know, because normally it takes 95, like it might not take that much to get into the postseason.
So that's funny that you mentioned the Brewers. So the Brewers, hottest team in Major League Baseball when the Marlins went into Milwaukee. Marlins took two of those three games. Marlins were walked off on that Sunday game. I have never seen this team angrier after they did not sweep the best team in Major League Baseball. They have a new expectation. I asked this to Clayton. They have now won 6 consecutive series. That ties a franchise record from the 1997 team, which was stacked, right? The 1997 Marlins team. Mm-hmm. That team was supposed to win, okay? They built that team to win. They tied their franchise record. I asked Clayton McCullough what changed over these last 6 series. He said, there's a new expectation that they hold themselves to. They show up to the ballpark expecting to win baseball games. So when they left Milwaukee and they didn't sweep, they were angry. They're like, we should have swept this team. We're looking at them like, that's the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Edward Cabrera laughed. Not Edward Cabrera, it was Eury Pérez. I was about to interview him and I was just kind of giving him a little background in Spanish of what we're going to talk about. And I was like, you know, we're talking about playing against the hottest team in baseball. He laughed and cut me off and goes, hottest team in baseball? We're the hottest team in baseball.
They are.
He loved that confidence. I was like, Eury, that's what I like to hear.
And he's another, like, I think the one thing that I love about having Sandy still around, he's still so young. You're like, I'm happy that he's still got, yeah, that he's still got Sandy around, Kelly, to lean on. Like, because this is going to be a grind for him when he gets down to August, September. And I just feel like it's important to have somebody to lean on like Sandy. And it's going to be so beneficial because he's been dealing lately. It's been very impressive to see what Perez has been doing.
He's got a 2.7 ERA. People aren't talking about him. They're talking about Jake Mizorowski. No offense to him. Again, great. You've got Paul Skeens. Again, a couple really young, great arms. No one's talking about Eury Pérez. He's younger than them. Right. And he's coming off Tommy John surgery. It's incredible. It's like they almost forgot about him, which is fine. And these guys are so fine with that. They're like, all right, forget about us. That's fine. We're okay with that. We believe in us. No one believed in us. We believe in us. That's all that matters. And you make a great point, too. Sandy has become not just a best friend, a mentor to Eury. Eury had been wearing Sandy's glove the entire season as a tribute to Sandy because he didn't know how much longer they'd be playing together. And he had gone to Sandy and said, hey, I want your glove. And Sandy's like, wait, I've got a lot of personal messages on this. He goes, exactly. He goes, I want something as a tribute to you and what you have meant to me as a teammate, as a friend. And the fact that I'm allowed to wear your glove out there with all the personal tributes that Sandy has to his family members, he goes, that is an honor, and I want to honor you, and I don't know how much longer we're going to be playing together. And that was something that happened in the beginning of the season.
So they all thought he was going to get traded.
Everyone thought he was going to
get traded. Well, Kelly,
I
know you can. Were you thinking like us? I'm like, man, Sandy's struggling. Probably means he's not going to get traded.
I mean, you think, okay, listen, I was thinking more of the lines of Peter and his team know what Sandy is worth despite the struggles.
Go ahead.
Despite the struggles. And they're not going to let the 2022 Cy Young Award winner walk for a bucket of baseballs. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And they're like, oh, okay, you guys are going to say Sandy's struggling and he's not worth this? Absolutely not.
You believe me now? You believe me now, Tobin? I said the same.
I love the fact that you are acting like you're Ken Rosenthal all of a sudden, like you were in the hot stove of what was going on. I'm telling you, on trade day, everybody was scaring me because they're like, there's monster Yankees trades. They're snooping around. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get this news. And I didn't get relief until like 5:45 when Mish tweeted out that he wasn't getting traded. I was terrified he was going to get dealt.
But here's the difference. And I think everybody should understand this. Here's what I see is the difference, is that years past, Sandy would have got traded even if it was for a bag of donuts. They would have just, because they would have said, okay, we don't want to pay whatever we're paying. But Peter went into it saying, this is what he's worth to us. We're not taking anything less than that. And if not, we're fine keeping him. That's a big change.
Absolutely. I agree. Peter and his team deserve a lot of credit. They really do.
In the midst of it, one of his best trades they did make, you mentioned Kyle Stowers as we're doing this. It was just announced that he's National League Player of the Month.
Yes, I had to sit on that one to make sure it was announced. Yes. I was like, okay, right before we leave, I'll announce that. But yes, Kyle Stowers, so deserving what he has done. It makes it even more impressive, giving what the struggles that he had coming over from Baltimore in 2024. He struggled mightily. He was very, very open about his struggles too. People forget the personal side to this. He had to move him and his wife, his young guy, over to Miami. You're learning a new league. You're trying to find somewhere to live. You're trying to get your feet under you. You're learning an entire new team, a new coaching staff. There's so much that goes into it. It's not easy. Kyle Stowers struggled mightily during spring training. And I'm going to tell this story because I think it's phenomenal. And again, the coaching staff deserves so much credit. Kyle deserves so much credit. Kyle was putting so much work in during spring training, wasn't seeing the results. Okay. He was going through it, and he gets a call from our assistant hitting coach, Derek Sherman. And Derek calls him up and says, hey, on an off day. Hey, how you doing? You panicking a little bit? Kyle's like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm panicking, but whatever it is you think I'm probably feeling right now. And Derek Sherman was like, okay, you know what? How about this? Come in tomorrow early. Come in an hour early. Before everyone's here, let's work. Let's do that. He came in early. 45 minutes, he sat down there with Pedro, our head hitting coach, and Derek Sherman. And they instilled their confidence in him. And they said, we believe in you. Okay? The results are going to come. What you're doing in the cages, what you're doing in batting practice, it's showing us that the results are going to come. We promise. And we believe in you. We don't care about these spring training numbers right now. We're seeing the work you're putting in. We believe that you can do this. Kyle said that changed everything for him. Knowing that he had them like in their corner, in his corner, really changed. Like, okay. And it helped him take a deep breath. Look what he's done. He's the National League Player of the Month. 10 of his 25 home runs have come in the month of July. He had a 3-homer game against his former team, heading to the All-Star game. I mean, how poetic is that? That team trades you. You hit 3 home runs against them, and then you hop on a plane to your first All-Star game.
Yeah.
He's become a leader, and just what he has done on the field speaks for itself. It really does. And it couldn't happen to a better person, too. What a good human being Kyle Stowers is.
Kelly, we appreciate all the time. What can everybody check out from you this week on the Marlins broadcast?
I will be on radio for these next 3 games, which we've got, where we're going to be hosting the Houston Astros. But I'll be back on the television side on a very long road trip. We'll have 5 games in 4 days from Atlanta. So hopefully the Marlins can keep things going. I definitely believe they can.
Well, you do awesome work. Go check her out on the Marlins broadcast this weekend on the radio side of things, and then on FanDuel Sports Florida as well. You got Marlins and Astros tonight, Sandman on the Hill. Kelly, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. We'll take a break. Awatua, Zach Sealer getting the bag. We'll get to that coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.